So one of the other things that breaking news is that on one of the aspects of the big beautiful bill, budget bill, is that there are provisions in there that have already passed the House. They're being debated in the Senate at the present time, as it relates to an overhaul of the federal student loan system. Senate Republicans say that it could save as much as $300 billion. But the real feature of both plans is about caps being placed on how much money people can borrow from the federal government to finance their education. We know very well that we find a lot of our young adults graduating from school, they're completely and totally upside down. They're facing, I was reading and listening to a couple of podcasts yesterday and again last night and this morning on this issue. Horror stories about kids leaving undergrad with $175,000, $185,000, $195,000 in debt, and the job, the degree they got, the job that they got pays $40,000 to $45,000. And they're recognizing that if they want to get married, move on, have children, start to establish an adult life, all the things that we want everybody to do, they are so behind the eight ball as it relates to their student loan, they really can't afford to go borrow any other money in order to maybe buy the house, buy a car, buy the other things that we do because their degree and the job that they get will not support it. And part of the problem right now is that there's not any real limitations to this. And everybody has leveraged this kind of freewheeling approach to borrowing money. There is no other avenue to borrow money that's even close to how lax it is relative to tuition loans. The vast majority of these folks would never get the loan that they're getting here because their propensity for future earnings would never support it. You couldn't get it. So the thing is that they know that when they're lending this money, they are down and out. They will be struggling. You cannot extinguish this debt through a bankruptcy. They've protected themselves very, very well. And meanwhile, just passing the dollars out. Financing tuition, housing, food, leaving school. So upside down that now they're begging for the loans to be forgiven. Your taxpayer dollars that put this stuff out there for them to borrow, and they don't want to pay it back. I feel very strongly about it. I know you do too. Hey, I can name a million other things I'd rather my tax dollar go to. Sorry for you. I'm not angry with you. I'm not mad at you, but you got to go figure that out. That shouldn't fall on the shoulders of the taxpaying citizens of this country. So what they hope to do under the House plan, parents of undergraduates with the Parent PLUS loan program would be limited to borrowing $50,000 total. And under the Senate plan, they would be limited to borrowing $65,000. Now there's going to be some type of accommodation and agreement where, it's probably going to fall somewhere between. Currently, no limit. Parents can borrow up to the full cost of attendance, right? And we know that the vast majority of the degrees that they walk out of that school with does not pay enough money for them to support the amount of money that they've been borrowing all along. In 2022, parents in more than 3.7 million families owed over $104 billion through the federal Parent PLUS loan program. By the time a student completes their program, the median Parent PLUS debt burden carried by parents who use the loan is just south of $30,000. After 10 years, more than half of the original balance remains after paying for 10 years. So this legislation also would cap the amount students can borrow for graduate school at a total of $100,000 for master's programs, and a cap of $150,000 under the House plan, $200,000 under the Senate for professional degrees such as law school and or medical school. The detractors are saying that this is going to impact the number of students that can go to the universities. The AMA says that the median cost of attending 4 years of medical school for the class of 2025 is $286,454 for a public institution and $390,848,000 for private schools. Both totals that they talk about would be well above the proposed borrowing caps. And so we'll see where this ends up. But it's an interesting little nuance. It's in the big, beautiful bill of the Republicans trying to address this student loan program that has kind of run amok and have left people in almost really necessitous circumstances when they graduate because they cannot carry this debt burden. It's too much. And, you know, they're paying for 20 or 30 years in order to be able to have any life at all. And the interest number, which is, it's not low interest loans by any stretch of the imagination, they are faced with huge, huge financial burdens. And they're really not, they don't really educate these young kids a whole lot when they're in there signing up for all this, right? And so it's going to be an issue. We'll keep an eye on it to see where it goes in the big beautiful bill about that, and we'll report out any other